Our scripture this morning is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8, and we skip from there to 15 and 16. You will find it on a Pew Bible, New Testament, page 213 and 214. Let the mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and content what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifice are pleasing to God. The word of the Lord.
This is the Gospel of Luke, the 14th chapter. I will come and read it in our midst. If you would stand for the gospel, if that is your tradition, please do so. I believe that I gave this citation to Paya incorrectly. I believe this is 14:1 and then 7 through 14, not 16. So we will read this. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lau Maria Hifomai. Kihuma Faren. Haere Mohmaf Mafi. Aivi ho keres. Tohi fohange ha 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 o kio mau atamai. O ngauhi ke kere kere tau. Ae funga makani. And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I asked Pastor Peter how much time I have left. And this is what he said. Remember, this is a Palangi church, meaning that my time is up. As the world turns throughout the days of our lives, even the young and the restless realize that there's only one life to live. But the Lord, our guiding light, tell to all my children that they must strive to another world. I was having a hard time preparing for this sermon. Humility. My grandson asking me, are you only preaching for older folks? And I said, no, you must go to church. Humility for all people, for all generations. What is humility? It is the state or quality of being humble. But what is humble? It is from a Latin word, humilis, means low. Humble is not proud. Humble is not arrogant. Humble is in the spirit of submission. Humble is lacking all signs of proud aggressiveness or self-assertiveness. Jesus chose an honest illustration, a homely illustration, to point an eternal truth. From the book of Proverbs, God don't like scornful, but his delight is in the humble. The truth of always take the lowest seat, which we don't like sometimes. When you're invited to a marriage or to any celebration in our days, humility has all been one of the characteristics of great men. When Thomas Hardy was so famous that any newspaper would gladly have paid an enormous sum of money for his work, he used sometimes to submit a poem and always with it a stamped and addressed envelope for the return of his manuscript should it be rejected. Even in his greatness, he was humble enough to think that his work might be turned down. There are many stories, legends, of the humility of Principal Kearns. He would never enter a room first. He always say, "You first, I follow." Once as he came onto a platform, there was a great burst of applause in welcome. He stood aside and let the men after him come first, and he began himself to applaud. He never dreamed that the applause could possibly be for him. He thought it must be for the other man. It is only the little man who is self-important. Delegates to our annual conference, they witnessed a very moving experience as our former Bishop Elaine washed the feet of Iranian couple who were looking for a home here in Colorado, in Denver. The work which was set aside for servant now in the hand of a leader. Here is humility in action. Like I said before, humility, they don't come in a all of a sudden, or in a flick of a finger, of a wink of an eye, it comes in its due time. And there's a saying said, when you sow a thought, you reap an action. And when you sow an action, you reap a habit. And when you sow a habit, you reap a character. And when you sow a character, you reach your destination. Humility. How can we retain humility? However much we know, we still know very little compared with the sum total of knowledge. However much we have achieved, we still have achieved very, very little in the end. However important we may believe ourselves to be, when death removes us, or when we retire from our position, life and work still go on just the same. Second, we can retain it by comparison with the perfect. I sometimes call myself Mr. Perfect. And then I don't know how true that is. How can we retain it by comparison with the perfect? It is when we see or hear the expert that we relieve how poor. Then we realize how poor our own performance is. Many a man had decided never to appear in public after hearing a master musician perform. Many a preacher has been humbled almost to despair when he has heard a real saint of God speak. In 1 Peter 5:5, Peter returns to the thought that the denial of self must be the mark of a Christian life. Or maybe the memories of Jesus are in Peter's heart, and he coloring all his thought and language. He tells his people that they must put on and clothe themselves with the garment of humility. It was commonly used for protective clothing as well as slave's apron. And there was a time when Jesus had put on himself just such an apron. He took a towel and girded himself and took water and began to wash his disciples' feet. Jesus girded himself with the apron of humility. To complete the picture, we must in all things put on the apron of humility in the service of Christ and of our fellow man. But that very apron of humility will become the garment of honor for us. For it is he who is the servant of all who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let us go and do likewise. Amen.